in your brain, you're in the Nerd's Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Nerds Domain podcast. This is going to be an immediate movie review of Star Wars Episode 8, The Force Awakens, and I'm joined...
Seven.
You're right, Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I just looked up when Episode 8 comes out. So I'm here with Shirley.
Hello.
And my son, Aiden.
Hi.
Aiden, you are, almost 12?
Yeah.
And you went and saw this with us because we thought it would be a great time. Shirley, why don't we start with you a little bit about your history with Star Wars. When do you remember first seeing it? You were alive when the first movie came out, unlike the other two of us.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it in the theater, or?
I was 7 years old, so I don't think my father took us to the theater to see it then. As I think we were in Germany or in transition coming back to the States.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the first time that we saw it, and I feel like maybe it was The Empire Strikes Back, but I saw one of those in the theaters down in Indianapolis, Indiana, the first time.
Okay.
And I just remember being, like, awe-inspired, and it was an amazing experience.
Okay. And you're a fan of Star Wars, I take it?
Yeah, I mean, somewhat. I grew up on Star Trek, so I'm more of a Star Trek fan, but I do like the story behind Star Wars.
Okay, and Aiden, when do you remember seeing Star Wars first?
I don't remember the year. I know it was sometime in December, and I was trying to figure out what toy to play with, and I walked in to some amazingly sounding music on the TV. So I sat down to look at it, and it was just...
No, it's okay. You're fine.
It was just amazing.
No, it's a good way to describe the original trilogy soundtrack. It really is really good. So you've been watching it. You watch it every so often since then, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we tried to watch which episodes?
We watched the first two original not that long ago.
Yeah. Not very long ago.
All right.
We're trying to prepare for the, you know...
This movie. I don't remember when I first saw it. I remember it either... I believe it was TBS used to show movies, or USA that used to show movies all the time.
Right.
When we were growing up. And I know, you know, our family was a fan of sci-fi, and I'm sure my dad saw this in the theater or something along those lines, but I don't remember... seeing Return of the Jedi in the theater, but I would have been one, so less than one.
Right.
So, I know that it was always a thing. My cousin Tommy always had the toys, that we played with on his,
So did my cousin Amy.
Well, we played with his, the Star Wars toys on the G.I. Joe, aircraft carrier, so there's a little difference there. But I had a lot of experience with, Star Wars growing up. I read a lot of the books. I don't think you've read any of the books, have you, Shirley?
No, I haven't read
any. Have you read any of those books?
They're books.
which, those books are out the window because they don't apply now. But there's a lot about Star Wars that I love.
Is that all fan fiction?
No. There was a series of 15 or 20 books written by...
Lucas?
Timothy Zahn and Kevin J. Anderson and... other big notable names that really, really shaped Star Wars for what it was for the time, what they called the extended universe, and it was just, it started, the first trilogy put out was called the Thrawn Trilogy, and basically it took place five years after the end of Return of the Jedi, and this Admiral Thrawn had come back, and... he had force-canceling animals with him, and he, like, really took the fight to the New Republic. And it was interesting, and it grew, and it changed, and there are a lot of books put out, including a whole Young Jedi series. They killed Chewbacca in the book series. The guy that killed Chewbacca is actually notable, and I can't think of his name. Dropped a planet on him. Or dropped a moon on him. I can't think who killed Chewbacca. It's like somebody we would know and is important.
Is it a bounty hunter?
No, the writer.
You're trying to think about the writer of the book.
But, I mean, there's there's a lot that I put into Star Wars. Listened to a lot of audiobooks. I mean, really, really got into it. I loved Star Wars just growing up. So we're kind of coming in from like three different generations of how we experienced it. Because I never saw a first run. You might have. You clearly believe you did see a first run.
Yeah, and now that you say it, we moved to Indy in 81. So we went to the Eastwood Theater in 80. It would have had to been 82. So it had to be Return of the Jedi.
83. Had to have been
83. 83, I
mean. But yeah, so Aiden, you didn't see... We took you to see, or I took you to see, The Phantom Menace when it came out in 3D. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Of all the movies we could have gone and seen, it was not the greatest. But I remember seeing them when they came, when the original trilogy, when it came out right before the prequels. Back before this, the movie theater, back when we had the one over where Target's at now, it was a Hills and a movie theater back in the old Carasotes, 8 or 6 or whatever. So now that we kind of talked about a little bit of our background, because that went a little longer than I really thought I was going to, but I'm nostalgic. Let's talk about the movie. So there will be spoilers here. I want to make sure our listeners understand that. I will go into depth. We're going to talk about it, and we're not going to jump around and miss things and try not to spoil anything. Really, at this point, it's Sunday. You downloaded the podcast. There are spoilers. That's all it comes down to. But we do encourage, if you disagree with our opinions, that you should email us and tell us, because we would love to have an open dialogue with any of our fans. So you can do that by emailing us at nerdsdomain@gmail.com.
Definitely.
And we'll be happy to talk about our differences of opinions, because we like doing that. That's what part of being a nerd's about. So, what did you guys think of the movie? Let's start with the actors. Was it a good cast? What do you think, bud?
I think everyone, all of the actors, really portrayed their part well.
Okay. I think it was a strangely big cast. I was expecting a much smaller movie, as far as, I mean, you look at the original trilogy and you have a handful of characters. Really, you really have 4, Empire Strikes Back's kind of adds a 5th with Lando, and there's some supporting characters, but that's it. The prequel, you really only have 3 to 6 at most.
Right.
Of the heroes. And then the villain is always, you know, Darth Vader. And then in the prequels, Sidious and whatever other Darth he has at the time. But it's not a deep cast. This one has a much deeper cast. Like there's Max von Sydow is in this, which was awesome. So was Andy Serkis. And the guy playing Finn and the girl playing Rey were really good. I think they were both really good. What did you think, Shirley?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like at some points there was in the original trilogy, there was a flow to the script and the way that the characters were. And I felt like they tried to do that in this movie, and they captured some of it, but it felt like some of it was forced.
Okay.
Like, there were some, you know, quips that Carrie Fisher and...
there was a lot of awkwardness and not the right kind of awkwardness between Leia and
Han. Oh, no, I didn't get that.
Oh, really?
Not that. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the way that the script was in the original trilogy. Like, it flowed really well, and it felt like they were trying to put that into the script in this one, but it stutter-stepped. Like, not missed a beat exactly, but kind of stutter-stepped.
Yeah. I did feel like there was an awkwardness between Han Solo and Leia.
Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher?
No, I mean the characters that... wasn't a pro. I mean, there should have been an awkwardness because he left and everything fell apart, but it wasn't quite right. I didn't feel like it was quite right for the scene, and I felt it was off for the time that they really briefly talked.
Right.
I don't know. What do you any other thoughts, bud? I don't want to talk too much and leave you out. So
I just think the entire thing of Forget the villain's name.
Kylo Ren? Kylo yeah. Ren. Okay.
I don't get how they could try and have Han and Leia have a relationship. It just, before I saw that movie,
mm-hmm.
I thought that that was almost impossible.
Well, it was hinted at, or actually it was pretty well displayed in, you remember in Empire Strikes Back when Han's getting ready to get frozen?
Yeah.
And she tells him that she loves him, and then he says, I know. Do you remember that?
I do not remember that. That okay. might be why.
And mm-hmm. then at the end of Return of the Jedi, there's a moment where Han is clearly jealous and says that, you know, he would understand if she went to Luke, and that's when she explains that Luke is her brother. So, yeah, that, I mean, I can see where you would come from, because I guess I've grown up with it and I've seen it.
Yeah.
Probably hundreds of times more than you guys have, but... But yeah, they did hint at that romantic relationship in the earlier movies. What do you think about, buddy? What do you think about the villain being revealed as their child? Do you think that?
I feel like that is just weird.
Okay.
Because for a while I couldn't figure out who was whose son, because at first I thought they kept jumping around with he was Darth Vader's son.
Uh-huh.
And that it would be Luke's brother and Leia's brother.
Oh, okay.
And then it was our son, and it completely threw me back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I can see that. What do you think? You're staring off in the distance.
I was just thinking, I was just wondering, like, how true to, like, the main story is that. How
what do you
true
mean?
To, I don't even know what it's called now.
The expanded universe?
Like, are these new stories that we're hearing?
Oh, yeah.
Or
yep,
these...
absolutely. These, it's as though the books don't exist.
Okay. So, was the first trilogy based on the books? And the second trilogy based on the books?
The first trilogy, the books were written to sell with the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was between the original trilogy and the prequels, they wrote a whole lot of books.
Because mm-hmm.
Some of those books even give a history for Boba Fett that is different from what we see in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, yeah, the movies, the books were thrown out a long time ago.
Yeah.
But this is definitely very different. In the books, Han and Leia have, like, three kids. Two of them are twins.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different.
Okay.
Say that. So the actors, I think, did pretty well. There were some hiccups in the scripting, and there are some.
Yeah, I think just a little bit. But the thing is, does everybody know that she is Luke's daughter?
I don't know, but I have a good suspicion. Rey. I think we both think that Rey is Luke's daughter.
Yeah.
I think that he dropped her off to protect her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really think that's,
you know,
because
it works so well for him.
Yeah. And well, you know, drop him off. You figure a Skywalker has to grow up on a desert planet for it to really work.
Right, right.
I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So I think that that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know where Finn fits in, or if he does. Because he said he was taken away from his family.
Right.
Since he's a stormtrooper, I guess the First Order steals babies. That sounds terrible. I don't even understand how this... That is what's bothering me in the script.
Right.
There is history,
well,
and we can see the history because Jakku has all of these destroyed Star Destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no information on what happened.
Yeah, we don't have the information. Well, and the thing is, that's what... For me, that is what is the draw to, okay, when's the next movie out? Because I want to know more. But I feel like... You know, what is the difference between now they've gone to taking people's children? Because mm-hmm. you think about the Jedi, what did they do to Anakin? Anakin was scared, he didn't really want to go, but he did want to go, but they still took him, even though it wasn't against the family's will.
Yeah, well, but there's a difference there.
Yeah, but, you know, they're cloning children, they're cloning mm-hmm. this one guy and bringing the children up as the stormtrooper soldiers.
Yeah.
So what is, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah, it's I don't know.
It's still horrible.
Well, and it depends. We don't know what happened to the clone troopers. We still don't know what happened, other than they went from clone troopers and now they're stormtroopers. Right. We don't know if by the time of the original trilogy, if those were all still clones, mm-hmm. or if there were certain requirements. We do learn that Luke is too short to be a stormtrooper, but that doesn't mean much other than he's short. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I really think that the lack of history is bothering me, and maybe they'll reveal it. Maybe there's something we're gonna miss out. Or I'm missing out on like a comic book or something. But I feel like there's more to it than we're seeing.
I think with Finn, with, the the thing is, he knew how to wield a lightsaber, and unless you have some semblance of the Force, and they were taught. You know, being able to use that type of weapon.
I think it's possible that he's force sensitive, which is what you call those people.
Right.
I think the way they aren't going to hand wave that is that he's a trained soldier. They have to learn how to fight hand to hand.
Right.
And you clearly could see that the other stormtrooper had that weird swingy electrical thingy. Yeah. I don't know what the crap that was.
It looked like a two-bladed baseball bat.
It did kind of. It did. On like a security baton, like a Tonfa handle.
Right.
It was weird, but whatever. I mean, it was cool to see them fight that way.
We were talking about Rey being Luke's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing about that is when she touches the lightsaber for the first time, it shows her everything about what she's remembered along with what Luke had remembered.
Yeah, I think that's you're right. That's a good foreshadowing to see that connection between those two, and see where that comes from. I don't know. Skywalker's being at the center of everything has always been a little problematic in the Star Wars series.
But isn't it about their family?
But it doesn't have to be. There are other people. It's a giant galaxy.
Aren't the Clone Wars in, are they part, is that part of the story?
Yes.
Then I know why.
Why?
Because in one of the episodes of the Clone Wars, Luke is said to be the ultimate Force wielder.
You mean Anakin?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right.
And he is the one who will keep the balance after the father of the Force dies.
Okay.
And he has the most power with the Force. It said the father of the Force says it is passed down biologically.
Oh, okay.
That's why his son and daughter both have the same powers.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I remember that. I've not seen that episode, but
so do they strengthen with each generation? And become something
it's
more?
It's not known since only the one generation is known of.
Yeah, okay. most Jedi are, they don't have children.
They aren't Jedi.
Well, Jedi don't have children, so they don't,
but
they don't
Anakin,
get to see that.
Yeah. Anakin was the one,
So.
The reason why I ask is because, you know, usually within a script or a movie, the main protagonist has a conversation about, you know, and I know in the hallway, what was her name? Maze had the conversation with Rey, but it wasn't really that, you know, you have the Force, blah, 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 whatever, and it's strong with you. It's, you know, everybody can feel it, and all you have to do is close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But she was really not taught to focus the Force or be able to use it. And in certain situations, you know, like with, what's his face?
Force trip.
Kylo Ren.
With Kylo Ren, she totally flipped the script on him. And started taking control of the situation away from him. So it would seem like she is stronger, she has the Force stronger because it was inherent in her to start using it.
There's also a lot of conjecture among fans that the dark side has less control and
they're angry
and mind control, because anger and hatred aren't controlled. They're a violent force.
Right.
Whereas, so when he's trying to control her, if she pushed back and she's part of the light side, that it's all about this serenity and this, mm-hmm.
Calmness
and this balance, then she can push that back on him because he doesn't have as much control as he could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I found that, like, clearly he doesn't have a good control of any situation. Kylo Ren doesn't.
Right.
Unlike Vader, who at least, like, was methodical about things, Kylo Ren doesn't seem to be that way.
Well, no. I mean, it's kind of evident by his, like, he had, what, 3 outbursts that just did not even seem, like, he had, like, the first one, I was like, oh, okay. But then the second one, where he took his lightsaber to all the console panels, mm-hmm. I was just like, why don't, like, that's nothing that Darth Vader did. So, one, who's been teaching this kid? And...
Well,
you know, it just didn't.
The only time we saw Anakin do that was with Sand People when he killed all of them over his mother, which is a very important transition. But I think that we're also seeing that Kylo Ren is also very, very young, and he looks like he was an apprentice when this all went down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of what happened there,
right?
Would you guys feel, this might be a little beyond where you're used to talking about it, buddy, but what did you guys feel about the directing? Because J.J. Abrams, I'm always, mm-hmm. I'm leery after seeing Star Trek and all the lens flares. I didn't see any lens flares except during, a little bit during the lightsaber battles, but that made a little bit of sense at least.
Right.
What did you feel about the directing? Was it...
Maybe that's what was off about it.
What? No lens flares.
Well, no. I was thinking, like, why, you know, they were trying to put the first trilogy, why didn't it feel like that? And maybe it was due to some of the direction.
It is a modern direction type.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that older style.
And I didn't feel, you're saying, you know, I remember seeing his name up on the screen, but I didn't feel like it was anything like Star Trek. Like, it didn't have...
It had some fast-paced moments that were similar.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but it didn't have that same feeling.
Right.
You're right. What'd you think about how the action went, how things were, the shots?
Things were the shots?
How the shots looked. I think... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Scenes.
Yeah, the scenes.
I really didn't have any problems with it, but I think that's because I'm kind of used to that. Okay. I'm used to that fast pace of the Clone Wars.
Yeah, yeah. I did notice there were a couple of times where he set scenes from a distance. So, mm-hmm. Right before Han gets killed.
Right.
You're back, you can see everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the depth there.
That was amazing to me. That was a more emotional scene that drew me into the movie.
Yeah, yeah. And then he did it again at the end when Rey is handing the lightsaber to Luke.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pullback.
Right.
And you get to see a distance there. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. We saw a lot of wide shots, which is very mm-hmm. Star Wars. I mean, that Star Wars was like...
Right.
That's what they did a lot
I don't think it would have felt right as a movie if there wasn't those.
It did have a good intro.
Yes.
The crawl across
rolling,
the screen.
The rolling.
And
intro.
then the stars down to the planet
mm-hmm.
was very much right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you thought this, but when I was looking at it after all of the text gone, and I was mm-hmm. looking at the stars, even the text had seemed like this. It seemed like it kept popping out at me.
Yeah, I noticed that the yellow was popping different. For different lines as it went across the screen. I'm not sure if that was the projection
mm-hmm.
or the screen or what. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't notice that part of it.
You
guys are just crazy.
I felt like the TIE fighter X-wing battles were way better in this.
Yeah, but
it's more modern.
Right, and you think about the technology they have today against what they had back then.
Yeah, we got to see a lot more. Space flight, or not space flight, because not a lot of it was in space. We got to see a lot of air battles and mm-hmm. air flight
mm-hmm.
to see how that looked.
Right.
Do you like the look of the TIFOs? Yeah. I'm sorry, the TIE Fighters. We call them TIEFOs.
I loved it. Yeah, I liked the look of the TIE Fighters. What did you think, buddy?
About the TIEFOs?
Yeah, I think the new design looks good. The one thing I don't like the most about this movie that has to do with directing is that there are basically three Death Stars. The first one, it got destroyed. They go, okay, let's try it again. Mm-hmm. It gets destroyed. Why would they try to make a third one?
And why would they make one that only can suck off the life of a star? Because what are they going to do then? The planet can't move.
Yeah.
Where's the planet? Where's that Star Killer base going to go?
Oh, so that one didn't move at all?
Did you see engines? It only had the one opening for the giant gun.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe that moves it back or something.
Well, but now it has no more power because it sucked all the energy in from the sun. Mm-hmm. The sun's gone.
Right.
That's why it's called Star Killer.
Mm-hmm.
What happens now?
That's a good question. But it's gone, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, at least with the Death Star, it had engines and
movability.
Could move. But this one did not seem to have that at all.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we have this giant base.
They really
and
need to start.
It takes
stop
up this little tiny piece of this giant planet, but
yeah.
It does the same thing as the Death Star, but it's worse.
Yeah, because I got confused.
At least it takes down five planets at a time instead of just one.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I was confused because they showed it, and I'm like, oh, it's a Death Star, blah, blah, blah. Oh, but it's a bigger, obviously, because they look like they put a Death Star in the middle of a planet. And then, you know, you heard them talking. You heard him making his speech or whatever. And then when it zoomed in, you saw the mountains and things. And I hadn't realized until that moment in time that it was an actual, like, planet.
Yeah, it was a planet. What did you guys think of... Well, that just flew out of my head. I did like that this one was better protected. Like, anything that could have gone wrong, you had to have somebody on the ground to make it happen. Like, they had to shut down the shields, and then they had to go and shut down blow up part of the what they call it, the oscillator.
Yeah.
So that they could get in there and do stuff. And I felt like that made more sense and it felt better.
Yeah.
Instead of a ventilation shaft with a rocket through it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll go ahead and wrap up because I don't know that there's more we could talk about, but I don't want to get too deep into it. Because this is just kind of a skim across.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley, why don't you wrap it up and give us out of five, tell us what you thought and give it out of five. Who should go see it and that kind of stuff? What do you think?
Well, definitely any Star Wars fan. It's a great action movie, sci-fi action movie, so if you like those, definitely go see it. It was well scripted, good acting. I think I'm going to just reserve a little bit and do a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Because, you know, I want to see the other movies that are coming out. Okay. And, you know, for me, it felt very nostalgic to the first trilogy.
Okay. So, buddy, 2.5 is middle of the road on this. Mm-hmm. So, what'd you think?
I thought that some of the scenes could have done better in the story of another Death Star is kind of strange for me.
Okay.
But I love some of the scenes and how it makes you emotional for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that anyone who likes sci-fi or like space battles or anything like that should watch it.
Anybody that plays the X-Wing miniatures game?
Yeah. Should watch it.
Okay.
And I give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? Okay, fair. I think that it grabs a lot of what Star Wars, the original series, or the original trilogy was about. It's heartbreaking at moments, which it wants to be. It does it quite well. There was a point where it took too long, and I knew he was going to kill Han.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's because I'm jaded or because... I don't know. I feel like Carrie Fisher was good at moments and not so great at other moments. I think that she's never been the finest of actresses, but she does all right in this. I think the new cast is great. It was nice to see people from other things. It's nice to see Akbar and Nia Nub back, and I'm trying to think. There's a lot of nods, and there's a lot of actors in this that are important. So it's good to see those guys back. It's good to see these new people kind of grab hold of the reins and make mm-hmm. it important. I'm interested to see more of the backstory, and I think it's lacking that. So if that's the thing you want, if you're like me and you want to know all the story, it's not there. I give it a 4 out of 5 because I really think that it's solid. It did everything it's supposed to, and even all of my complaints, I can say it fits better in the Star Wars Empire or in the Star Wars series, in the Star Wars universe, than the prequels did. It didn't try. The BB-88 has its moments of some comic relief, mm-hmm. but it's not overly done like Jar Jar was.
Right.
There's no pandering to children. This is accessible for children. I mean, hey, buddy, you're almost 12. This is completely something you enjoyed. It's not raucous. There's nothing inappropriate. There's nothing that even I think it was rated PG. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't, it was a PG-13, maybe for the violence.
Yes.
But you don't see faces on a lot of the people get shot. So I know that sounds still silly, but that changes how things get rated. The stormtroopers are a lot more dangerous in this than they are in the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. They actually hit things. And I think watching Finn turn from stormtrooper into hero is a nice arc. It's a very nice arc. And watching him become somebody worthwhile because he has a loyalty to people that he cares about, that's always a good arc. But yeah, like I said, 4 out of 5. Any other thoughts from you guys?
One of the things that I think made it PG
mm-hmm.
was when Finn's friend on the battlefield died.
Yeah.
He reaches up and smears mm-hmm. blood on his mask.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a little heartbreaking. Yeah. It gives that character a good arc.
Mm-hmm.
Better arcs than there were in Jurassic World, I guess. All right. Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right, buddy. Okay. So, we are going to be gone for a week, and then we're going to do our yearly wrap up, and then we're going to try and start gearing back up. You'll notice the podcast has been hit or miss lately, and we apologize, but life has just been really crazy. So we will be doing RoboCop soon. It won't be the next episode. Next episode is probably going to be our year in review, and then we're going to be shooting for RoboCop. But there are a lot of good movies coming out. We are definitely doing another summer movie draft. It's just a matter of who's going to be on that episode. And we're going to move forward. So we're looking forward to hearing from you guys. You can always email us at nerdsdomain@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at nerdsdomain, facebook.com/nerdsdomain. You can go to nerdsdom.com, read our reviews, and sign up for the newsletter on the right-hand side. And starting on Monday, we're going to get back into that. We have a bunch written that have just not gone up. And we have those going up starting again on Monday. So, just get a hold of us and talk to us and let us know what you thought. We'll talk to you guys real soon.